From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky. A cruise ship hit by the new coronavirus will remain in international waters for at least another day as officials work on plans to transport passengers to federal facilities around the U.S. Over 230 Canadians are among the passengers aboard the Grand Princess cruise ship. So far, two passengers and 19 crew members, whose nationalities have not yet been disclosed, have tested positive for COVID-19. Ontario is reporting 29 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus after the province's top medical official announced a new case in Toronto. Alberta Today also reported two new presumptive cases of the virus, while Quebec has announced one new presumptive case. BC's chief medical health officer shed tears during a news conference yesterday about the ongoing fight against COVID-19. Friends and colleagues say Dr. Bonnie Henry is the right person to lead the charge against the outbreak. Former BC Health Minister Terry Lake says Henry has been on the front lines of similar disease outbreaks, including SARS and Ebola, and the experience she brings is invaluable.
She is the voice of reason and calm. She is extremely knowledgeable. But she is capable of handling great amounts of pressure, but in a way that, you know, gives you confidence that she's in control and that the government's in control.
Henry said she understands the emotional toll working to break a virus like COVID-19 can take on health colleagues and families. The Liberal government is poised to introduce a bill that would outlaw so-called conversion therapy. The proposed amendment to the criminal code would ban the practice intended to alter a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. In their election platform, the Liberals called conversion therapy a scientifically discredited practice that targets vulnerable Canadians. Today marks International Women's Day. In Mexico, after months of increasingly heated and frequent protests against increasing killings of women, activists are asking women to go on strike tomorrow. Organizers are asking women not to go out, work, attend school, or shop for the day. Activist Viviana Osorio is taking part.
Young women are the future of the movement and are the future of the struggle. And actually, not only the future, they're actually the present. They have a very enriching way to see the agendas and to dream about a new world.
Austrian authorities say six people have been killed in two separate avalanches in the Austrian Alps. Reporter Jennifer Eccleston says five snowshoers who were hiking in central Austria were hit by one avalanche this morning.
Five victims are believed to be foreign tourists. There had been high winds and heavy snowfall in the area over the last couple of days.
In southwestern Austria, a police officer who was undergoing alpine training was killed when he was hit by a separate avalanche. This is the Canadian Press. In sports, Alberta's Brendan Botcher will face Newfoundland and Labrador's Brad Gushue tonight in the final of the Canadian Men's Curling Championship. Gushue advanced to the championship match of the Tim Hortons Brier with a 7-6 semifinal win over Saskatchewan's Matt Dunstone this afternoon in Kingston, Ontario. Arizona Coyotes leading scorer Connor Garland has left the team after he suffered a lower body injury against Calgary. The Coyotes say Garland has returned to Arizona while the team continues its trip through Western Canada. He's listed as week to week. The Toronto Raptors are in Sacramento to take on the Kings in NBA action tonight. The Raptors clinched their seventh consecutive trip to the postseason with a 121-113 win over Golden State on Thursday. Toronto right-hander Matt Shoemaker had another impressive spring training start as the Blue Jays beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-0 in Grapefruit League exhibition baseball action. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky.
Here's your weather report on 101.5 The Hawk. Currently outside, it is 11 degrees Celsius with a mixture of sun and cloud. Barometric pressures at 102.3 kilopascals and falling. Humidity's at 36% with the wind coming from the southwest at 36 kilometers per hour. Visibility's at 24 kilometers. Tonight, it's going to drop down to 4 with cloud. Monday, your 7-day forecast from Environment Canada. A high of 14 with a mix of sun and cloud and a low of 7 and period of rain. Tuesday, rain in the forecast with a high of 10, a low of minus 4. Wednesday, mixed precipitation in the forecast with a high of 0 and a low of minus 1. Thursday, clouds in the forecast with a high of 6 and rain in the evening and a low of 4. Friday, the 13th, a high of 5 and a low of minus 5 with rain in the forecast. And Saturday, the sun comes back with a high of 3. Tonight, clear, becoming partly cloudy. Cloudy by this evening. Wind southwest 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, a low of plus 4. Monday, mainly sunny. Wind southwest 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, a high of 14. UV index 4 or moderate. Increasing cloudiness with periods of rain beginning near midnight. Wind southwest 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, diminishing to 20 in the evening with a low of 7. That's your weather forecast here on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents?
40 cents.
30 cents?
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can do it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, can't, can't.
Yes, I can.
Good evening. You are listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I can't talk today, really. I can't. Okay. Let's start that again. Hi, I'm Lila Miklos. You're listening to 101.5 FM The Hawk, and this is Center Stage, a special International Women's Day edition where we are going to play feminist songs from the Broadway canon throughout the hour. That, of course, was the one and only Ethel Merman, along with Ray Middleston from Annie Get Your Gun with Anything You Can Do. The next song is also from a very well-known musical. This one's from Wicked, and it's not the big 11 o'clock number, but this is a number about sisterhood. Here are Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel with For Good. You're listening to the special IWD edition of Center Stage, tonight on 101.5 The Hawk.
I'm limited. Just look at me. I'm limited. And just look at you, you can do all I couldn't do. Glinda, So now it's up to you, for both of us. Now it's up to you. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew. Much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its the sea, like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes
by a wind off the sea.
You never have been. If we
we stood on our tiptoes, we could peek over the sill. And once in a while we would see a girl slowly walking up the hill.
And we'd think, what a sad situation to be outside on your own, to go through the town with no playmate, to go through life all alone. I will never leave you, I will never go away. We were meant to share each moment. Beside you is where I will stay. Into the night, I am filled with your sweet comfort, like morning fills with light. I will never leave you, I will never go away. We were meant to share each moment. Beside you is where I will stay.
Lord knows I still love you. but he tried to make me mind, and I just ain't that kind. Hell no.
Sometimes my husband get on me so hard it hurt me all over. But he's my husband, so I just talk to my old maker. This life will soon be over. Heaven lasts always.
Well, what you ought to do is bash mister's head open and think on heaven later. You can't stay here, girl. Sister!
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I am your host, Lila Miklosh. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you can always join the Center Stage with Lila Miklosh on 101.5 FM, The Hawk Facebook fan page. You can follow me on Twitter at Lila Miklosh, that's at LylaMiklos, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LylaMiklosh. Then you can stay up to date with what's happening on the show, ticket giveaways, guests, reviews, and more. We're going to be playing some more great music from Broadway musicals with feminist heroines and feminist anthems. This next song is from Legally Blonde. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
And pack up the clothes, clear out the room and drop off the key. Leave with what's left of my dignity. Get in the car and just go. Chalk it all up to experience. They said I'd fail, but I disagreed. Who could say then where my path would lead? Well, now I know. Back to the sun, back to the shore, back to what I was before. Back where I'm known, back in my own very small pond. Laugh with my friends when I arrive. We'll drop the top and just drive.
Wrong.
Maybe someday you can visit me. Give me a call, say hello.
Wait, where are you going?
Sorry, I'm letting down everyone.
What brought on this?
You did your best with a hopeless case.
That's ludicrous.
You are the best thing about this place.
Hell, you should know.
Callahan hit on me.
He what?
He kissed me. He fired me. There's no reason for me to stay.
What about love? I never mentioned love. The timing's bad, I know. But perhaps if I'd made it more clear that you belong right here, you wouldn't have to go. 'Cause you know that I'm so much in love. Can hear, can I just say how much I want you to stay?
It's not up to me, just let me be legally blind.
I need you to stay.
It's not up to me, just let me be.
Only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my pace. Out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for. Teeth aren't teeth, but pearl. I just lap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. Strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
Says he loves every silken curl.
and for me.
Just shine through. Hair was brown and nappy, never had no fun. I hid under a bushel, which is easier said than done. Then one day my grandma, who was big and stout, she said, "You gotta love yourself from inside out." And just as soon as I learned how to strut my funky stuff, I found out that the world at large can't get it.
Keep up this pace.
And girls, I'll be right at your side if I can.
find some space
so you can hold your head up just as big as you please. You know they'll hear me knocking with the two of these.
Now,
tomorrow, side by side, we'll show the world what's right.
Looks like I'm touching up my roots tonight.
CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh. Here's what's happening in and around the Hamilton area on stage for this week. Walter Artward Theater and Gallery on Bay present a one-act play about a man on the streets of Hamilton living with schizophrenia. On stage until March the 14th at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church at 70 James Street South in Hamilton. Call 905-543-8512 for tickets. A Bellyful Theater Aquarius presents a new comedy about two women and their adventures in belly dancing. It's on stage until March the 21st at 190 King William Street in Hamilton. You can call 905-522-7529 for tickets. Every Brilliant Thing, Rook Theater presents a heart-filled story of one individual's relationship with their mental health. It includes humor, heart, and immersive audience involvement. March 14th to the 29th at the Infinity Forge at 468 Cumberland Avenue in Hamilton. You can go to eventbrite.ca for tickets. Third, the Players Guild of Hamilton presents a dramatic play by Wendy Wasserman about a university professor who accuses her jock student of plagiarism. On stage March 20th to April 4th at 80 Queen Street South in Hamilton, you can call 905-529-0284 for tickets. Monday After the Miracle, Theatre Burlington presents the theatrical sequel to the play The Miracle Worker about Helen Keller and her teacher Annie Sullivan. On stage April 11th to the 25th at 2311 New Street in Burlington, you can call 905-637-1728 for tickets. And now back to our musical celebration of International Women's Day by playing some of the feminist anthems from the Broadway canon. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
I'm so excited because I'm going to go to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I was dying to be a serious actress. Anyway, it's the first day of acting class, and we're in the auditorium, and the teacher, Mr. Carp, puts us up on the stage with our legs around everybody, one in back of the other, and he says, "Okay, we're going to do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, and it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go." Every day for a week we would try to feel the motion down the hill. Every day for a week we would try to hear the wind rush, feel the chill. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried, and everybody's going, I feel the snow, I feel the cold, I feel the air, and Mr. Carp turns to me and he says, "Okay, Morales, what did you feel?" And I said, "Nothing, I'm feeling nothing," and he says, "Nothing could get a girl felt something, but I felt nothing except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. But I said to myself, hey, it's only the first week. Maybe it's genetic. They don't have bobsleds in San Juan. Second week, more advanced than we had to be. A table, be a sports car, ice cream cone. Mr. Carp, he would say, very good, except Morales. Try Morales all alone. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how an ice cream felt. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried to melt. The kids yelled nothing. They called me nothing. And Carp allowed it, which really makes me burn. They were so helpful. They called me hopeless until I really didn't know where else to turn. And Carp kept saying, Morales, I think you should transfer to Girls High. You'll never be an actress, never. Jesus Christ! Went to church praying, Santa Maria, send me guidance, send me guidance on my knees. Went to church praying, Santa Maria, help me feel it, help me feel it, pretty please. And a voice from down at the bottom of my soul came up to the top of my head. And a voice from down at the bottom of my soul, here is what it said. This man is nothing. This course is nothing. If you want something, go find a better class. And when you find one, you'll be an actress. And I assure you that's what finally came to pass. 6 months later I heard that Carp had died. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and cried. 'Cause I felt nothing.
What a fool I was. What a dominated fool to think you were the earth and sky. What a fool I was. What an addle-pated fool. What a mutton-headed dolt was I. No, my reverberating friend, you are not the beginning and the end. There'll be spring every year without you. England still will be here without you. There'll be fruit on the tree and a shore by the sea. There'll be crumpets and tea without you. Art and music will thrive without you. Somehow Keats will survive without you. And there still will be rain on that plain down in Spain. Even that will remain without you. Do without you, you dear friend who talk so well. You can go to Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire. They can still rule the land without you. Windsor Castle will stand without you. And without much ado, we can all. Without your pulling it, the tide comes in. Without your twirling it, the earth can spin. Without your pushing them, the clouds roll by. If they can do without you, ducky, so can I. I shall not feel alone without you. I can stand on my own without you. So go back in your shell, I can do bloody well.
Every morning with a smile on your face and show the world of the love in your heart.
passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart.
Show the
love. People gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes, well, that you're beautiful.
So beautiful.
As you feel. I have often asked myself the reason for the sadness in the world, where tears are just a lullaby.
This is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. I'm your host, Lila Miklos. We've been listening to a special IWD edition on this International Women's Day of feminist songs from Broadway musicals throughout the hour. We heard Anything You Can Do from Annie Get Your Gun, For Good from Wicked, I Will Never Leave You from Sideshow, Hell No from The Color Purple, Legally Blonde from Legally Blonde, I Enjoy Being a Girl from Flower Drum Song, Big Blonde and Beautiful from Hairspray, Nothing from A Chorus Line, Without You from My Fair Lady, and Beautiful from Beautiful. We're going to have more great music in just a bit, but here, live with us on the line right now, are two of the members of the creative team of the play Walter, currently on stage in Hamilton. Hello to Ron and to Sean.
Hi, Lila.
Hi, Lila.
So you just wrapped up a performance today.
No, we don't perform on Sunday because we're performing at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, and they have other things to do on Sunday.
Okay, but you were doing...
We did two yesterday.
Okay, but you did have something going on today.
Oh, a friend of ours is running a show, or going to be running a show soon, and they needed a test audience because it's audience interactive, and we sat in and we played the audience for them.
Ah, very nice. So the reason I was making sure to make you part of the show is because a friend of mine who poked her head into the Cat and Fiddle last night, Kath, was raving about your show. She had just experienced it, and she just was very touched and emotionally moved and overwhelmed by it. So for those listeners of mine who don't know what the show is about, in a nutshell, how would you describe the play Walter?
I'm going to let Sean tell you.
Sure. It's kind of a nutshell look at the life of someone with a strong case of schizophrenia, who's had a bunch of challenges thrown at him, and it's a slice of his life.
And what was your inspiration for this show?
Well, it's actually a play by a written play by David Dawson, who is a very eminent psychiatrist. He used to run the hospital on the Hill. He was the Hamilton
Psychiatric
Hospital,
mm-hmm.
and other hospitals too. And he has a long history of knowing these things. And he wrote this beautiful script. It's extremely eloquent. He's also been a writer all his life. And he wrote, for example, McBush the musical that Sean was also in.
A couple years back.
So I was looking for scripts that he had, and I saw this, and I thought this is amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful, eloquent script.
And how did you become a part of things, Sean?
Well, we had a finale. Good night and goodbye to Artward Art Bar. And I came in to reprise a couple of songs from Mac Bush as George Bush. And Ron presented it with me. I guess it kind of came to him that night that it might have been appropriate for me to take on that role.
Yeah, I was there, and Judith was there. We were closing Artward Art Bar, and we looked at each other. We said, "What about Sean?" And yes, indeed, yeah, he's doing. He won't tell you this, but he is amazing in this role.
I had the advantage of also working as a standardized patient at Mac, and I had played quite a few psychiatric patients.
Really? Okay.
It gave me a little extra, I guess, little affection for that type of role.
Hmm. What surprising reactions have you had from audience members with your run thus far?
Mostly a lot of satisfaction when it came to the remarkable amount of professionals in the, I guess, the healthcare, mental healthcare field who have come in and seen the show and found something truth in it. And that's been reflected by, boy, at least 10 people who have come to see it so far.
Amazing. And the space that you're performing in, are you in a church or in a room within a church?
No, we've been looking for places to have our plays now that Artward Art Bar isn't our home anymore. And the St. Paul's Presbyterian Church is an amazing, beautiful church that was built back in the 1850s. But we're not in the sanctuary. They have a hall, which is called St. Andrew's Hall, and it also is beautiful, but it's smaller. It has balconies on three sides and a stage, and it's just a lovely space. It's you walk into that space and you say the right feel. It has good bones. You just want to be in that space. So I was really wanting to use it for this show, and we're getting along very, very well with the people in the church who are like many churches, they need alternate revenue streams because congregations are shrinking.
And Sean and I have performed in two plays already together, where both times I've played his mother, even though he's older than me, everyone. He is older than me. I just need to point that out. He is older than me. So is this your first time doing a one-hander?
This is, and boy, oh boy, do I have respect for everybody who has done a one-hander, because it is way, way more work than I thought it would be.
And if you forget the lines, you need to get yourself out of it.
I sure do.
Yes.
Yes, that is the absolute truth, and I have discovered this firsthand.
Well, thank you both of you for calling. For my listeners, if they want to get tickets, how do they do that?
Well, you can phone 905-543-8512 and reserve. You don't have to buy them in advance. You reserve and then buy the tickets at the door. And the entrance to St. Andrew's Hall is not the front entrance into the main church, but it's around on Jackson Street. You go along. It's at Jackson and James.
Okay.
And it's so you go along Jackson Street and come in that way.
We put a clapboard, an A-frame out, and there's no problem. Nobody's had trouble finding it so far.
And how much are tickets?
$20.
Well, thank you both of you for calling. I wish you a great rest of your run. You have shows till the 14th?
Yes, that's right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturday.
Yep.
A matinee and an evening.
2:30 and 7:30 on Saturday.
7:30, the evening shows.
And you already got two enthusiastic thumbs up from my friend Kath, who just came and raved at the bar to all of us.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. And Lila, come see it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
As our guest.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Lila.
Okay. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your weekend and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sean and Ron, and they're both involved in the production of Walter on stage at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church until the 14th, and you heard the phone number to call to reserve tickets, but you can also get them at the door, but you can call 905-543-8512 for tickets. Well, the hour is pretty well gone, and we need to end it off with, of course, another anthem from Feminist Musical Theater. And this has never been adapted into a stage show, but it's on my wish list of things that I wish someday someone will turn this into a stage production. Here is the one, the only, Barbra Streisand singing the final number from Yentl. Here she is with A Piece of Sky. I'll catch you again next week from 6 to 7 here on 101.5 The Hawk. This is Lila McLeosh, host of Center Stage, signing off.
Settle for